WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, welcome back to The Calm Within. It's your girl Taylor Reed here, and let me tell you, today we're diving into something super juicy. Overcoming fear and building that unshakable courage. Ever feel like fear's got its icy grip on you? You know, that voice in your head whispering doubts, holding you back from taking that leap, trying new things, or even just speaking up. Yeah, I get it. Fear is like the ultimate party pooper. But guess what? We don't have to let it win. Today, we're going to equip ourselves with some seriously powerful stoic tools to conquer those fears and unleash our inner badass. Now, before we jump in, remember that courage isn't about being fearless. It's about doing the right thing even when you're scared as heck. Think of it like this. Your fear is just a signal. It's telling you something important. Maybe that something's challenging. Maybe it's pushing you out of your comfort zone. But fear doesn't have to control you. It can actually be your compass, guiding you towards growth and resilience. So, here are 5 key takeaways to help us navigate those fearsome waters and build a foundation of courage. 1. Acknowledge your fears. This one might seem obvious, but seriously, sometimes we ignore our fears, pretend they don't exist. That just lets them fester and grow stronger. Instead, take a deep breath and say, "Hey, I'm feeling scared about this," out loud. It doesn't make you weak, it makes you human. By acknowledging your fear, you start to reclaim your power over it. 2. Challenge your thoughts. Fear often thrives on our negative thought patterns. That inner critic can be a real buzzkill, telling us we're not good enough, smart enough, or brave enough. But those thoughts aren't just that thoughts. They are not facts. Start questioning them. Ask yourself, is there any evidence to support this? What would I say to a friend who was having this thought? Often, you'll realize your fears are based on assumptions, not reality. 3. Focus on what you can control. When fear takes hold, it's easy to feel overwhelmed by things outside our control. The news, traffic jams, deadlines, the list goes on. But remember, we can only control our own actions and reactions. Instead of dwelling on the uncontrollable, focus your energy on what you can influence. Your attitude, your effort, your choices. 4. Practice mindfulness. Ever feel like fear is running wild in your mind? Mindfulness practices like meditation can be game changers. By bringing your attention to the present moment, you create space between yourself and your thoughts, giving you the power to observe them without getting swept away. It's like taking a mental time out from the fear frenzy. 5. Embrace imperfection. This one is huge. Perfectionism can be a sneaky form of fear disguised as high standards. It sets us up for failure and keeps us playing small. Remember, it's okay to make mistakes. There are opportunities to learn and grow. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your progress, and don't let the fear of imperfection hold you back from taking risks and living a full life. Okay, here's a real-world example that might resonate with some of you. Imagine you've been working on this amazing project for weeks, but you're terrified to present it to your boss or team because you fear criticism. You know the work is good, but that inner voice keeps whispering doubts. Now, here is where those stoic principles come in handy. Acknowledge your fear, challenge those negative thoughts, they're probably way worse than reality. Focus on what you can control, your preparation, your delivery, your passion. Practice mindfulness to stay grounded during the presentation and embrace the fact that it's okay if not everyone loves it. You did your best. Remember, overcoming fear is a journey, not a destination. There will be times when fear tries to hijack your mind, but by applying these stoic practices, you can develop the resilience and courage to face those challenges head-on and live a life of purpose and fulfillment. You've got this. So, what are you waiting for? Take that first step towards facing your fears and building your inner strength. Share this episode with someone who needs a dose of courage, leave a review if it resonated with you, and join the conversation on social media using #TheCalmWithin. Let's empower each other to live fearless lives. I'll catch you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.